Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So the passion says, I stopped at, 30. So the passion says, and I'm just going to read verse, I'd like to read it all, but I got so much other to do. In verse 32, the passion says, can you see it? Have I read enough yet for you to see it? Can you see it? You see what Satan trying to do? He's trying to divide you, trying to separate you. And I wanted to take my hat off to you and say thank you for being obedient to the Spirit of God. To tell you the real truth, when this hit, instead of our finances going down and we didn't know what we're going to do, you know what? It went up. I'm serious. It went up. It went up. It went up. You know what? We're not going to stop moving. After a while, you will see all this stuff that, you know, you got to stay distant. You got to have the distance thing now. After a while, you know, people going to be so crowded for Jesus, because they're going to be so, they're going to see, it's already here, but they just, many don't know it. It's going to be so much glory. You're going to have to, you be like that lady. She have to press her way through the crowd to get to Jesus. You have to press your way to get in this building, get in that building, because the glory is here. Hallelujah. I said the glory is here. The power of God is in the midst, and the power of God is recognized by the saints. I can't be moved. You can't stop me. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. I know what I know, and I speak what I know, and I watch it come to pass, because this word is a spoken word. This word is a living word. This word is the living God speaking, and I just spoke the word of God from my mouth. Hallelujah. I just said what God said, and you have to obey these words that I spoke, because it is as though God said it to you. I beheld Satan falling like lightning. Because God said something. I said God said something. I'll be like the Most High God. I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. God said something. No, you won't. And I beheld Satan falling like lightning. Let's go a little further. What do you say? Hallelujah. 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 Can you see it? God has risen, and we all have seen him. How do you see Jesus today? Through the word. Peter and them walked with him. They saw him after his resurrection. They saw him with their own eyes. But we see him by faith. We're fully persuaded. We're fully convinced that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and then I'll just read verse 33. Then God exalted him to his right hand up on the throne of the highest honor. Now watch this. You got to keep this in your thinking and understanding. God exalted him to his right hand. This is a man now. This is a resurrected man, the Lord Jesus Christ. God exalted him at his right hand upon the throne of the highest honor. What kind of honor? of which you can't get in the higher. It's the highest. Highest honor. And the Father gave him the authority to send the promised Holy Spirit. The Father gave Jesus the authority to send the promised Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. It was all in one place, on one accord. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Is that right? Fill all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues, like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them up. God gave him the authority to send the promised Holy Spirit, which is being poured out upon us today. That was his coming, but he's still being poured out upon us today. This is what you are seeing and hearing. That's what Peter said. Peter was preaching. You thought we were drunk. You thought we was out of control. You thought we had got some new wine. No, no, no. This is what God promised, and Jesus just sent it. And he's here today.
Hallelujah.
In me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this risen Savior has not only brought you life, but he brought forth his power. How God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost and with power. When he got anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing what? Good. Good. He didn't do bad. He went about doing good. What was it? What was the good he was doing? Healing. Healing. All that was sick. He cast out devil. He raised the dead. He fed the hungry. Am I right about it? He went about doing good. Doing good. And he had the same spirit that was on him, that worked through him, that empowered him, now has been sent to us. Now he's on you. Now he's in you. Now he's on you. You have the same ability. You have the same power. Why? Because you've been raised up. You have joined the family. You have been joined to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hebrews, you got to get this. Hebrews 1:5. Y'all can go ahead and put it up. Hebrews 1:5. Listen to this. Angel sin. Am I right? Didn't angel sin? There were angels that sinned, and there were human beings sin. Adam sin. Lucifer sin. Didn't Lucifer, wasn't Lucifer one of the angels of God? Didn't he sin? All right. Watch this. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? He never said that to an angel. But he said to a son. And the Bible declares that he's the son of David. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I'll be to him a father. And again he shall be to me a son.